Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Breaking news today. A young woman named Whitney Weird has come forward, saying she'd been kidnapped and held hostage for over a month.
A mysterious voice and a locked warehouse? No, this isn't your local escape room. Instead, Michigan native Whitney Weird, 28, reports she woke up in her home this morning after being held against her will for 5 weeks.
More news today on the Whitney Weird kidnapping story. She says she was starved, psychologically tortured, and tormented every day on air. What you're about to hear may be shocking.
Whitney, you are in an isolated room, alone.
Oh, I get it. This is one of those prank shows, huh? You guys are recording me and waiting to see my reaction?
This isn't a game, Whitney. At least not for you. The clock on the wall across from you, that's 50,103 minutes until the room fills with gas and you die.
Nothing on the wall.
And?
And I'm in one corner near the toilet, chained to part of the floor with a handcuff on my left wrist. Fucking torture! What do I do? Fuck.
Oh, relax. It's just sleeping gas. Whitney will awaken in her room in a few hours. Grateful to be alive, I'm sure. They love me. They really love me.
October 2019, a young woman named Whitney Weird was kidnapped from her apartment in northern Michigan by a man who would later reveal himself as Kay. She was taken to an unknown location and shackled to the floor of a large empty room, where she became the focus of a horrendous recording that was pushed out to the public. After 5 weeks, she was released. I'm your host, David Watson, and this is RUK, the search for the 5 week kidnapper, the number one podcast on the case. This week, on episode 3, we're sitting down with the woman herself, Whitney Weird. Whitney, tell me, are you K?
What? What the fuck?
Oh, I'm sorry, I...
Are you trying to be funny, or are you actually asking me if I did this to myself?
No, it was just a...
Bullshit, wannabe reporter, podcast garbage, I can't believe this shit, really?
It was just a play on the title, like, are you okay? Are you K?
I love this kid. I found his podcast a few days ago. Thank you, Google Alerts. He's sharp as an arrow, but has no goddamn idea what he's doing.
And we're back after that brief technical difficulty. Thank you again, Miss Weird, for joining us today.
Uh-huh.
Now, you've recounted your story hundreds of times already, so I'm not going to make you do that again. I can pull sound bites for that. But what I do want to know is...
If you ask me if I'm Kay again, I swear to God.
What was the first thing you did when you woke up back in your apartment?
I changed my locks and went to the police.
No, I mean the very first thing. What did you do?
I hugged Moobles.
Your cat?
Yes, Moobles, my cat. I hugged him and cried and then packed a bag and left my house.
Where are you staying now?
I'm not going to publicize that.
No offense, but do you really think Kay would have a hard time finding you again if he wanted?
Jesus Christ, thanks for that. Now I'll never sleep again.
I don't think he'd come to find you again, honestly. Unless...
Unless what?
How has your life changed since being kidnapped?
What do you mean?
Well, from listening to the recordings, it's pretty clear that Kay wanted you to be different. To be better. Afterward.
You mean if he didn't kill me, right?
Yeah, you lived a pretty attention-seeking life before. And now with all this press coverage, you're back in the spotlight.
What, you think I'm doing this for attention? You don't think I should have told people what happened to me?
I'm not saying that. I think Kay would be glad you're telling people, just like the podcast. You speaking out may help people change their ways, like he wanted.
First of all, how fucking dare you? It wasn't just a podcast. It was my life for over a month. And you and the other assholes out there listened to it like it was goddamn entertainment. And secondly, I'm not speaking out for people to change their ways. I'm speaking out for the police to catch this motherfucker. Screw you for saying I'm attention-seeking. You know, we're done here.
In fairness, I have like 17 listeners, so I don't think coming on here is doing much good for the police.
You know, you are some kind of sick fuck if you think I should be spreading the word about people being decent. What kind of true podcast is this anyway?
Jeez. Hey, wait! What kind of beans did he feed you? I have to know.
And the rest of the episode is essentially rambling and apologizing about not being sympathetic to what she went through. I like this kid. He did his research. He seems to get the idea that humans shouldn't be shitty towards each other. And now I know what some of you are thinking. Don't worry. I'm not David, and David certainly isn't me. I just thought you'd all enjoy hearing what's been going on in the meantime. You know, until our next round.
Some folks don't stop searching till they find the truth. If you've got a detective's eye, June's Journey is the game for you. Play as June Parker in a gripping murder mystery as you find hidden objects to help solve her sister's death. You'll hunt for clues in hundreds of beautifully illustrated scenes set in the roaring 20s. New chapters are added weekly. Find your first clue by downloading June's Journey today. Available on Android and iOS mobile devices as well as on PC through Facebook Games.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad presented by Progressive, TV Dad explains becoming a man.
Son, it's time we had the talk.
Okay, TV Dad.
You know, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Oh, is that why my voice is changing?
That's a question for your health teacher.
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.